We've taken several actions in preparation for this storm, as we would any major storm. For one thing, testing our emergency diesel generators, which provide backup power should we lose our normal source of electricity. Also, topping off fuel tanks for the diesel generators on site. And basically doing a general walk down of the plant site to secure any equipment or material that's susceptible to high winds, and also checking things like storm drains to make sure they're clear. And we're implementing today a supplemental staffing plan that makes sure that we'll be covered for key departments over the next several shifts, and also checking the emergency communication sources that we have with our satellite phones and radios and things like that. So overall, we're well prepared for this storm and in excellent shape.
Rob, is the biggest danger from a storm like this to the plant a power outage?
We have certainly backup sources of electricity. The plant is designed to withstand much stronger winds than a hurricane. The plant is designed to withstand tornado force winds.
Plants receiving NRC enhanced oversight during the storm include Indian Point and Millstone. NRC Region 1 spokesperson Diane Scrinci says that means they've sent at least an additional inspector to the plant.
When there is a storm or some other issue that causes us to do it, we can send additional inspectors from the region or from other nuclear plants to provide supplemental coverage during the storm. And so a number of plants in the region have received additional inspectors so that there will be an NRC presence on site through the storm.
What sorts of things will the inspectors be watching for and alert for during the storm?
Plants have what we typically refer to as severe weather procedures, you know, step-by-step instructions on what the plants should be doing in response to the storm. For example, the inspectors were, in advance of the storm, ensuring that the plants had followed those procedures to do things like check communications equipment, fasten down outside equipment, ensuring that they're monitoring the storm and will take the appropriate actions if necessary. So our inspectors are there basically watching over the shoulders of the plant staff to ensure that they're taking the appropriate steps in their procedures.
Diane Scrinci, why is Vermont Yankee not among those plants receiving enhanced oversight?
The resident inspectors are on site. We have not needed to send an additional inspector there. That could change. You know, we're doing this as we believe it's necessary, but the decision was made to send additional inspectors to these plants, and that at the other plants in the region, the resident inspectors were able to carry out the oversight.
If the storm gets severe enough that a plant decides, oh, we might want to shut down, can they make that decision independently?
Oh, absolutely. They can absolutely shut down whenever is necessary. If a plant decides that as a precautionary measure they would like to shut down, they're able to do that. And if there are certain conditions that are met, they could be required to shut down by their procedures, and we would expect that they would do that. But certainly if a plant wants to shut down as a precautionary measure, they can.
Vermont Yankee has been in contact with the Vermont Commissioner of Public Safety regarding its hurricane plans. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.